From its early beginnings in the criollo barrios of the Rio de Plata area to the concert halls of the world, tango has become one of the most well-known dance styles and music genres from South America. Tonight we're in the studio with Tango Llanero's cellist, Jeremy Couture, and he's going to be talking about the band's newest album, El Primero. My name is Charles Olivier, your host, and this is Noche de Tango. So Jeremy, first off, thank you so much for coming in today, and I hear that it's actually your birthday today, so thank you for your time and happy birthday.
Thanks.
So how long have you been playing tango music, and how did you get started in this genre of music?
I think I've been playing tango for about 4 or 5 years. My first real experience with hearing any tango music is I saw Piazzolla's opera Maria de Buenos Aires done at Texas Tech, and that was the first time I had ever really heard anything tango besides, you know, stuff in movies and anything like that. But the first time I played, I was at Texas Tech and late one night, and you actually ran out of a practice room and were like, "Hey, I need a cello player. Do you want to play this thing with me really fast?" And I was like, sure. And so I went in there and we played one show. And then after that, I joined a ensemble at Texas Tech that we actually took a tango class where we played tango music and learned about all that type of stuff. And then I've been playing it since then.
Cool. So our first tandem tonight, we will have the pieces Comiafo, El Pollo Ricardo, and El Ricotto from your band Tango Llanero's newest album, El Primero. So out of those pieces, which one really stands out to you and as your favorite, and why?
Of those three, I think El Ricotto would probably be my favorite, because it's got such a groove to it that I really dig. We kind of, as a band, it really all fits together really well. And we also put our own little spin on it, and I rock through that whole song the whole time, and it feels like it's just a roller coaster the whole time we're playing through it, which is why I like it of those three the most.
So if you're joining us, our first tanda tonight is going to be Comiafo, El Pollo Ricardo, and El Ricotto from the band Tango Llanero's, their newest album, El Primero.
Thank you.
You're listening to Noche de Tango on KTTZ. I'm your host, Charles Olivier, and in that tondo, we heard the pieces Comiafo, El Pollo Ricardo, and El Ricardo by the sextet Tango Llaneros from Lubbock, Texas. And in the studio, we actually have our special guest tonight, and he is part of the band. He's the cellist, Jeremy Couture. So thank you again for talking with us. So we know you play cello in this group, and we know that not a lot of groups have a cello player in them. So what do you feel is the role of the cello in tango, and what qualities do you feel the instrument really brings to the sound of the group?
Right, yeah, no, not a whole lot of bands have a cello player. I've been to a few festivals and have been the only cello player. So it's definitely interesting. I get a lot of other instruments' parts that I have to play. I mean, there are a few pieces where I have my own actual parts, but I think that the cello really adds a whole lot to the group because it's so versatile. So the cello can go pretty low and it can also go very high. And so I can be playing a bass part and play through a bass line and then jump into a solo section, which is makes it really cool because then I can blend between the whole group in different ways, and I think that really adds a whole lot, especially in the way of if someone's like, we need this part covered, I can probably cover that part.
So talking to you before the show, we were talking about one of the pieces that we're about to hear, Black Magic Tango. So go ahead and tell our listeners just a little bit about that piece and kind of the history that it has with your group.
Yeah, so Black Magic Tango happened maybe 3 years ago or something like that. We, I believe, just started the group Tango Llaneros, and one of our friends, Bryce Biffle, wanted to write a piece for us, so he wrote Black Magic Tango, and it sort of resonated with me. I really liked that piece a lot. It flowed really well, had a cool melody, and so one time we were playing a show at a dance studio, and in the middle of a rest, I screamed out, 2, 3, 4, and from then on, I just kind of did that, and it's kind of crazy and fun, and so I like playing that one a lot.
Cool. Well, thanks, Jeremy, and do you mind letting the listeners know what they will be hearing in this second tanda?
Sure. In this second tanda tonight, we're going to be hearing Black Magic Tango, Oblivion, and Adios Nonino. Thank you.
So many musicians that I have interviewed myself on this show have mentioned how tango has allowed them to grow in many ways as a musician. So have you felt that same feeling, and what are some of those ways that you have grown through tango?
Well, most definitely. It's very interesting type of music, and it's very percussive and heavy in rhythmic stuff. So when I started playing tango, I was not very good at playing rhythms well. And when you play tango music, you kind of jump in there and it goes, here's all these rhythms you need to play. Play it or be left behind. So it forced me in just that aspect to really get better at playing rhythmically. Another way that it has really helped me grow is in the classical world, you have this whole you must be perfect or it's terrible stigma. And in tango, it's not so much that way. You can be a little out of tune, and people are like, ooh, that's raw. And so it kind of helped me get out of the whole, I have to be perfect. That doesn't mean that I don't necessarily play well. It just means that I have a little more freedom, and I kind of like that. And that's kind of helped me grow as a musician to where I can go between different settings when I need to.
So our next pieces in this third tanda are going to be Variación, Milonga Sentimental, and Pajadora. Out of those pieces, is there one that really you're looking forward to playing and why?
That's kind of hard because I like all three of those pieces, but I would have to say Variación because it allows me to do more experimental things on my cello, like Ponticello, which is playing really close to the bridge and it gets this scratchy sound. I have the same part over and over. I play eighth notes the whole time, but I get to sit in the groove that of everybody else. And sometimes that's my favorite to do, is where I'm not even in the main role of the song. I just get to sit back and groove with everybody. And I think that's some of my favorite stuff to do.
Again, our next pieces for this third tanda tonight are from Tango Llanero's new album, El Primero, and they are Variación, Milonga Sentimental, and Pajadora.
Thank you.
Our final tanda tonight, we will have the pieces Nostalgico, La Jumba, and La Comparsita. So now, Jeremy, these pieces are some of the most recorded standards in tango and probably have the most amount of recordings under their belts. And so what has Tango Llaneros really done to make these pieces their own?
All of these pieces, I feel, have been recorded kind of in the same traditional way. With our group, I think we learned how to play those ways. You know, you learn how to play the standard so that you can change it where you want. And so I think that we, you know, have added little parts where we do small things like move an accent a beat over, and then it changes the whole thing. And also in terms of roughness and just all around feel of the songs, they kind of feel more like a piece for a listener than a piece for a dancer sometimes. But the cool part is that you can still dance to it. So it's a piece you could sit down and listen to in a concert setting, but that people can also dance to. And I think that's what we do very well.
So Jeremy, before we go, where can we find your group's newest album?
That would be at tangolleneros.com, which is TangoLlaneros.com, tangolleneros.com.
Well, Jeremy, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. And here at Noche de Tango, we again wish you a wonderful birthday and best wishes for all your tango endeavors in the future.
Thanks very much. Go buy an album. It's cool.
So for our final tanda tonight, we're going to have the pieces Nostalgico, La Jumba, and La Comparsita from Tango Llaneros' newest album, El Primero.
Thank you.
Though our tandas are done tonight, I hope the amazing sounds and musicians will stay with you till next week, when we continue our journey through tango together. We would like to thank our producer, Rachel Boyd, for everything that she does making Noche de Tango possible. Thank you, and have a great night.